Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
It's the final segment. Is that you? What are you doing?
Yes, Captain.
The final segment of the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. The final fresh segment, huh?
I'm still having fun with my PDA phone.
I noticed.
All right, we've been talking digital camcorders a little bit, actually. More about everything else. But we've got lots of links at datadoctors.com. Just click on the radio show section. You'll see links and resources on comparing prices and features, a spring preview of some of the latest technologies, shows you how a DVD camcorder works, shows you kind of the newest DVD camcorders, get opinions from other people that have bought camcorders, all kinds of resources on there, including a little chart from Apple that shows the difference between FireWire and USB.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the difference.
And also a link to all the Pinnacle Systems software. That we've heard a lot from our listeners saying that that's the good stuff.
Of course, all that stuff and links to previous shows, some of them including audio archives as well as the link archives. All that stuff's available at datadoctors.com. Just click on the left there that says award-winning radio show and you'll see all that stuff and previous links. We go way back to back in the day.
Something.
And like I was mentioning, some of those shows and some of the more recent past shows have audio archives, and they're broken down by segment in MP3 format, so you can download those and listen to them at your leisure.
And next week we'll get all the latest last couple of weeks all uploaded. So if you've missed the show, or if you missed today's show in a very short period of time, you'll be able to listen to them at your leisure.
Leisure.
Yeah. To the phones.
Back to the phones and to Jason in Scottsdale. Jason, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Jason?
Yep.
Jason, go ahead. Here he is. Hey, yes. You got a question on how to hook your cable modem up to a wireless router or something?
Yes. Actually, I just have one computer.
Okay.
So we just got Cox not too long ago, but we can't put a wired network into the room that we want to have our computer in.
Okay.
So let me make sure I understand. You got the cable modem into one room, but now you want to put the computer in a different room where that cable modem's located?
We want to put the computer in a different room than the cable modem, but
okay.
It's a room without a cable jack.
Okay. Well, obviously there's two possibilities here. You can either get a cable jack put into that room and then move the cable modem, or...
That's not an option.
Then the other option is to take where that cable modem is. You have to have power there at least, and you'll plug in a wireless access point that probably would have a broadband router built in. My suggestion is probably a company called Linksys. It makes
something called
a wireless G.
Okay. Yeah, there's several different standards out there. There's B, there's A. We're recommending to our customers that they go with the G standard.
Would you recommend the G already? Because I've heard it's not going to be specified, like, finally until June.
But you know what? It's fully backwards compatible with B, which has been the standard since the beginning of the real wireless stuff has happened.
And if you stick with the same manufacturer's product, then it's always going
to
work.
And it seems to get a little bit better range, and you get a little bit more speed for about the same price. So that's why we like it. It's kind of the best bang for the buck.
Well, there's also this issue if you have a standard B router wireless access point and your neighbor gets one, then you can start to have problems. Both of you will interfere with each other. Neither one of you will have good access.
Mm-hmm.
G gives you more channels to work with. It's just a better spectrum to work with. So there's several reasons to go G.
So what you would do is get one of those devices. You would take and come from the wall into your cable modem, from the cable modem to it, and then you would get a little device for your PC. You would either get something that goes internal, like a PC card that plugs in.
Which I don't recommend.
Yeah, me neither.
Or you can get an external USB. And the nice thing about that is that it helps extend that signal a little bit because it's not stuck on the back of your computer that might be shoved into a corner. It can actually be elevated up to somewhere like on a desktop or something like that.
We've had several situations where the machine, because it's under a desk and it's housed around a bunch of wood and what have you, signal's very weak. You go to the external, you can pop that thing up on top of the same location, just up on the desk, and the signal is 100 times better.
Plus, you don't have to open the machine up. You just plug it in and go.
Plus, if you ever have another device that somebody brings a laptop and you want to have them connect, you can actually unplug it from your machine, plug it in their laptop, and they could temporarily use your cable modem.
Okay.
It's cool stuff.
And the nice thing about this, besides, you said you only have one computer, so it's not really its true intended function, but you're getting a firewall built in because the access point/router is going to have a nice little firewall built in. Plus, if you want to add more computers down the road, you've already got the hardware to do it, so you just add on.
Right, so you would probably recommend a 4-port wireless router then?
Yeah, the 4-port wireless router would be a good choice, and that's, like I said, our best bang for the buck. That Linksys wireless G product seems to be probably the one I would go with.
Yeah, it's more expensive than the B, but it's not that much more, and you're hedging your bets, and you're also, I think, you're putting yourself in a better situation long term.
All right, and exactly what is the one that's called that I hook up to my computer?
It's an external, basically a USB wireless network card.
All
yep.
right.
Yeah,
that's what they call
it. It's got like little antennas, or Linksys has one antenna up. That you just, it's like a square box, like the size of a carton of cigarettes or something.
Yeah.
Pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, nice. Right.
Like a pack of Luggies.
Great,
all right, Jason, good luck.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Debbie, sorry I couldn't get you on the air, but we'll give you some personal attention off the air if you don't mind holding. We will take care of your question there.
Of course, if you missed any part of the show, you can check out all those resources like we mentioned before at datadoctors.com. Just look out for the radio section and check that stuff out.
And all the DVD and camcorder information you could possibly want, if you're looking for a digital video camcorder, DV camcorder, whatever you want to call it, check out all our resources there at datadoctors.com. Lots of great information there, more than we could ever talk about here on the show. So.
Again, thanks to our title sponsor, Extreme Internet, for providing us our way to get online, and hopefully for providing you. ExtremeZone.com is where you want to check them out. And as always, it's Ken Colburn over there, Brandon Disney over here, reminding you,
if it ain't broke,
don't fix it. We'll talk to you next week.